You won. You can go get warm now. Yeah.
About 20 protesters huddled together in the cold at Crown Hill North Woods Monday afternoon. Some stood on the side of the nearby road, but others found a way onto the federally owned property. Lori Perdue is a 48-year-old Air Force veteran and started protesting at 6:30 a.m. I spoke to Perdue through the chain link fence she climbed to get inside.
As a veteran, I felt like it was my responsibility to stand here and say, no, I don't want this resource to be gone. I don't want this beautiful place to disappear. This is why I took an oath. These are the things we're supposed to protect.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs bought the land last year to build a columbarium, a structure that holds urns. The Indiana Forest Alliance has led protests to save the old-growth trees on the site, which it estimates to be over 400 years old. At around 1 p.m., Forest Alliance attorney Russell Sipes made this announcement to the protesters.
This morning, the Veterans Administration, the National Cemetery Administration, decided to issue a stop work order. It's until further notice.
Sipes says the VA told him they will reach out to protesters and that work on the project won't begin until those talks happen. The VA could not be reached for comment. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Drew Dodlin in Indianapolis.